ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
We have a thing to attend to here, and I'm all set and ready. If you are, so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions, 5 categories. Answer question 25 to win. Our categories tonight are category number 1, that was the World Cup that was. Category number 2, International Chess Day. Category number 3, International Moon Day. I know, it's like that. Category number 4, middle names. And category number 5, population. All right, that was the World Cup that was. International Chess Day, International Moon Day, middle names and population. Anne from Caulfield is up first. That may not please her, I don't know. Hello, Anne, how are you?
Hi, how are you? I try to be first because then I've got a choice of topics, but having a choice of topics, no, they're still not that good anyway.
Well, I know. I mean, there's no category of medicine. Body parts. What else would you like? Or language you would like too.
Language or spelling or something. But yes,
spelling. Right. Oh, yeah.
While I'm on that, I'll just say briefly, have you ever, I know you do Wordle, but do you also do the one called Waffle?
No, what's Waffle?
It's sort of, there's a grid, you know, 3, 3, 3, and then 3, 3, 3, and you've got to come up with the words. It's got the letters, and you've got 15 swaps. It's a good one. It's a fun one.
Oh, I haven't done that one, no. No, I know. Look, all those who were complaining about Wordle last week, I know this is not to spoil because it's been and gone, when the word was Peshaw, P-S-H-A-W, I mean, who, that's not even, is that a word, Anne? Is that
You know what? That day I was talking with some friends and, you know, we were playing Scrabble and I said, there was a strange word on Wordle.
Yeah.
And I wrote it down because one of the girls hadn't done it yet. And one of them said, oh, I know what that is. And she gave a detailed explanation of it.
Okay.
I still couldn't understand the explanation.
I think it's an American usage. I really do. I don't think that word's used here at all.
Anyway, but it's still, if you get it 3 or under, it's still a thrill, even though it's just potluck. Anyway.
Hey, now anyway, Anne, all this is well and good. What do you want? That was a World Cup. I don't suppose you got up at 5 a.m. to watch the World Cup, did you, Anne?
Do you know what? I was awake I was barracking for Argentina because I wanted Messi to get, you know, a record ball. But anyway. But I didn't turn the TV on or anything. I just thought, I'll stay in bed and walk.
What do you like? That was the World Cup that was International Chess Day, International Moon Day, middle names, population.
Let's try moon because I remember the moon landing.
Oh, that's a start. Question number 1.
You know what? I was a teenager then and I'm a septuagenarian now.
Well, there are many of us in that boat. International Moon Day. How many men have walked on the moon? Well, there have been no women, have there? No.
Oh, hang on. I think it's from 11 till 17 is 6 missions minus 13. Makes it 5. Oh, hang on. 11, 12, not 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. So 12.
Correct. Very good, Anne. And you figured that out perfectly well. Good on you. You have to drop the...
Oh, it's about time I got one right.
Yes. 12 blokes, no women have walked on the moon. I guess women astronauts at the time weren't rated, was it, do you reckon?
I don't think so, but I must say I remember when they took off from the moon, I got up, I think it was 4 or 5 in the morning to watch. I thought, I'm going to watch the moon, the eagle getting up and leaving the moon. And all they showed was Houston.
I know.
So it was a bit disappointing, but anyway.
Question number 2, we're in International Moon Day.
Yes, please.
Of the countries that feature a crescent moon on their flag, Which is the most populous?
I'm wondering if India or Indonesia has a crescent moon. And it should help the person after me, because whatever I've said is probably wrong. I'll say India, but I'm not sure if they've got a crescent or not, but I'll say India.
No. It's not I India. Not a crescent to be seen there. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, so, I thought, why, which is a start.
Back into the warm bed. See ya. dear. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Chris from Nelson Bay. Hello, Chris.
Oh, good evening, Phil. How you going, mate?
Pretty good, yeah. We're in question two, International Moon Day. Of the countries that feature a crescent moon on their flag, which is the most populous?
One that's most populous? Well, we've had India taken out. China, I don't think so. So I'm going to have to, I think I'll have a crack at Pakistan.
Correct. Yes, it is. Hey. Pakistan is, that's right, there aren't that many countries that feature a crescent moon, but Pakistan is the most populous. Question number three, we can stay in moons or we can move.
I would like to try the World Cup while it's still fresh in the mind.
Were you up at 5 a.m. this morning, Chris?
I was. I enjoyed the game.
It wasn't really a great game, was it? Not. I mean, as far as soccer goes.
Well, there was a lot of drama. There was a lot of drama.
Yeah, that's true. So, I tell you what, it would have actually been a travesty of justice, in a sense, if Argentina had scored one goal and then won in the penalty shootout, don't you think, given the way that the game had gone? I mean, the Spanish were so much superior.
Oh, look, Phil, I think whatever it may be, it's going to make a hell of a screenplay for the next movie. It's full of drama. Plenty of stuff to play off.
Question number three. That was the World Cup that was. You wanted to go there, so here you go. Who captained Australia in all four matches at this year's World Cup?
Oh, I'm looking at four now. I keep thinking Matt Ryan, but I think they took him out of the goal and they put the other guy in there, and it's that threw things out of whack. No, I'm going to drop out.
Okay.
Theory of mind on this.
No worries. I'll see you, mate. Bye-bye. Yes, sometimes things you wish for don't always work out. Albert from Townsville. Albert might know this. Hello, Albert.
Hello, good night. Hello.
How are you?
Reasonably good, yeah.
Did you get up and watch the soccer?
Yeah, I watched several games. I watched all Australia's games, but I can't remember the name of any of our players. I was certainly cheering for Spain yesterday morning. As you say, it would have been disastrous if they would have got
beat. Oh, it would have been a travesty. I mean, you know how you sometimes get these really weird results in soccer because it's so low scoring, but... if Argentina had fluked a goal in that last dying minutes of the game and then won on penalties, that would have been a travesty, I think.
Yeah, I'll say it.
Anyway, not that drawing on all my deep knowledge of soccer, Albert.
Yeah, well, I don't know a lot about it, but when I first saw Spain play, I saw one of France's games and I thought, oh, they'll win it. But when I saw Spain play, I thought, oh, they've got to win it, this team. They're that well organised and that their defence was...
Ray in the bases, you'd agree with this. He says, Ray says, the Cookers would have had a field day had Argentina scored a goal and then won a penalty shootout. The fix is in, they would be screaming. Yeah, exactly. All righty, question number three. That was the World Cup that was. Who captained Australia in all four matches at this year's World Cup, Albert?
Yeah, well, the other fellow mentioned Matt Ryan, so I'll have a guess at that because I can't remember who their captain was.
No, it's funny, isn't it? The Australian national team. And really, we can't really mention, hardly anybody can name any players. It wasn't Matt Ryan, Albert, and it was right that Matt Ryan was the captain. Well, but he wasn't picked in any of the games.
Oh, boy.
Hmm. Okay.
I'll probably remember it as soon as I hear it. But...
Thanks, Albert.
Yeah, good night, Phil.
See ya. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Kylie's in Daysdale. G'day, Kylie.
Oh, hello there, Phil. I'm just missing my birthday round trip. I went up to Gosford and all by a train down through to Sydney and then down to Canberra. It was nice. And now I'm on the Murray Attica. So hey. I've had a really good trip listening to the ABC.
You have had a good trip around, haven't you? Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Just the app. I'm spoiled for choice. I've got so many choices. Can I ask you a quick question? Will the ABC have enough commentators and callers to cover the extra NRL games and AFL matches when the extra teams...
Well, that's a point, isn't it? You mean when the Tassie Devils join and...
Yes. Will there be enough callers and will the ABC have the ability without overwhelming listeners like myself who love the football via the app?
Well, they'll have to be. They'll have to be, Kylie.
I hope so. I really hope so. I get so nervous. I thought, oh, God, no, hopefully not, because I just love the football. I'm sorry to hear about your side.
I've increasingly lost interest in football. Oh, dear.
Well, I follow Richmond. I just follow the ABC now, so I don't care.
Someone was texting me the other night saying, oh, I don't know about the Devils, you know. After all, I've got my team and I'll support them. And I said, well, look, I've got a soft spot for the Devils because I have to have a soft spot. And
of course, because you are there.
Exactly. So they're going to have to be my other team. And I said, anyway, after the last week or so, I need a new football team.
Ken Heckley will be the coach. And here I am. I thought Nathan would have got it being ex-Collingwood.
Nathan Buckley, All right, question number three. Who captained Australia in all four matches at this year's World Cup?
Phil, I will say a good evening to you and all your listeners and have a good week and I'll ring you too. Looking forward to towards Dave. Thanks very much.
See you, Kylie. Bye-bye. Thanks for that. Kane says, I tried my hardest to get into it, likely never to watch a game again. The final of all games was even boring. Yes, it was. It was. Santo and Ed's daily recap show on SBS on the other hand was incredible. Yes. Laurie from Burton's Lookout. Hi, Laurie.
G'day, Phil. I like that previous comment that I find soccer boring. But in case I'm repeating myself, I'd know how to fix soccer to make it more interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Put in a behind net. So you have the goal net and then a bigger net around it, and that'd be the behind net. And, have a similar scoring system to Aussie rules.
Yeah.
And I reckon it'd be much more interesting.
Yeah.
How many balls go over the top or hit the framework?
I know. How many times do they pass it to one, then back again, and then up for one, and then back again? Anyway. Who captained Australia in all four?
In case they send a drone missile and bomb.
Yeah. You'll have incoming, I've already broadcast your address. Laurie, put it up there. Hey, so watch out. Incoming. Who captained Australia in all four matches at this year's World Cup?
All I know is what you just said before, the actual captain didn't get to play. But no, I really don't know.
Okay. Thanks, Laurie. See ya. Bye-bye. Yeah. Actually, Mark from Wagga Wagga makes an interesting point, which I'll read in a minute. Phil, nobody can name the Australian soccer captain because no one really cares about soccer, says my texter. Oh, come on. I think that may generally be true. We don't, like, the national team were not household names, I think it is fair to say. Alistair from Winchelsea. Hello, Alistair.
I need to be deported, Phil. I don't know. I know that Milo Jedinak was because he was Crystal Palace captain. He was Palace captain. And so he was a perfect duo Palace
captain. It's a bit sad, isn't it? It's
Australian
a bit,
captain.
It's a bit sad, isn't it, after five attempts now on a national quiz show on the ABC, no one can name the Australian captain.
Yeah, I watched every game. I set the alarm for 5 o'clock and got up and watched Australia dutifully. I must have been out of the news cycle because I had Wikipedia's opening front page open and Gary Sobers. I didn't know he died.
Yes, he did. Yeah, no, the news. That never sad news too. Speaking of great sports people, and I remember as a kid watching Gary Sobers make 250 at the MCG in black and white TV
as well. Oh no! I was actually saw him score 139 the first day.
Yeah,
I remember the ball bouncing off the concrete at the bottom of the fence, and bouncing in about 30 yards back into the field. And when you hit it so hard, it bounced off the concrete and came back in.
Hey, we need to make some progress here.
Well,
by the sound of it,
Milo Jedinak.
No.
A couple of captains back.
No. Thanks, Alistair. See ya.
That's all right, Phil. Okay.
See ya. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Ray says there'd be more support for the Tillies than there is for the Socceroos. Yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe. I don't know. Nat from Kallaroo. G'day, Nat.
Hello, Philip.
Question number three. Who captained Australia in all four matches at this year's World Cup?
Is it like golf and you get 10 callers, no one gets it, and you take a wipe?
Just take a wipe. Exactly. Well, no, it's not, but I mean, maybe we should have that rule. It's a bit sad, though, isn't it? No one knows. Do you know?
Absolutely not, but soccer's not one of my interests. I wanted middle names.
Oh, yeah, well, we're getting there. Thanks, Nat. See ya.
Thanks. Bye.
David from Singleton says soccer would be heaps more exciting if there were two balls on the field at any one time. Okay. Karen says, stop ridiculing football. It's the beautiful game. Am I ridiculing it? I think we're getting plenty of ridicule from others. Marianne. Hello, Marianne.
Hi, Phil. How are you? Good evening.
Good. Good evening. Help us out here. Who was the captain of Australia in all four matches at this year's World Cup?
He was from Scotland originally, but his name's Harry Souter.
Correct. Yes, it was Harry Souter.
And also Matt Ryan did come on as a substitute.
Yes, now that is a point. And someone said when he did come on, he wore the captain's armband. I don't know whether that's true, but I mean, that's true. Matt Ryan did come on for that one penalty kick, didn't he?
Yeah, for the penalty shootout.
Yeah, that's right.
Argentina.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Harry Souter. It was the big Scot. He's question number four. Okay, that was the World Cup. That was. You can move to International Chess Day, International Moon Day, population, or middle names.
I'll stay with the
World Cup.
World Cup. Yeah.
How many 2026 World Cup matches ended in penalty shootouts? Now I'll give it to you, plus or minus one.
Can you just repeat it, please?
How many matches ended in penalty shootouts?
In this World Cup or in all of them?
No, how many 2026 World Cup matches?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and no, the World Cup, yeah.
How many ended in
penalty shootouts?
And what's the leeway?
I'll give it to you, plus or minus one.
Seven?
No. Sorry, Marion, thank you. John from Newport. Hi, John.
I phoned up for the Harry Souter one, but I'd say a guess at nine.
No, not nine. No, 1-300-800-222. Can we stop talking about the FIFA World Cup, says Catherine in Normanhurst? yes. At least they have rules in soccer. The AFL changes the rules every week. Got some sympathy there too. Souter and his brother, plays for Scotland. Okay. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Maria from Adelaide says, trouble with Aussies is they all compare it with Aussie rules. It's a different game, different rules, but the only game played all over the world. It's a unifying game. Yeah, that's true. Karen from Altona. Come on, Karen, help us out here. We're having some problems. How many 2026 World Cup matches ended in penalty shootouts? I'll give it to you, plus or minus one. It's not seven. It's not nine.
Four?
How many?
Four.
Sorry, four. I can't. Four, yes, four is correct. Four is correct. The four matches ended in penalty shootouts. All right, question number five. You can have that. Was the World Cup that was, International Chess Day, International Moon Day, population or middle names?
I like two of them. I'll go for the moon.
International Moon Day. The First Men in the Moon is a 1901 science fiction novel from which English author?
That's a hard one. First Men in the Moon, doesn't say the year, does it? English author, I'd just say, let me think of an author. I don't know, so I'll say Charles Dickens and embarrass myself.
Thanks, Karen. Bye. See ya. You never embarrass yourself, but... there we go. Ray in the Bay's got the right answer here. There are lines free. Help us out. International Moon Day. The First Men in the Moon is a 1901 science fiction novel from which English author? All right. 1-300-800-222 is the number. John from Newcastle says, yes, Matt Ryan did take the captain's armband. It would have been a travesty if Argentina scored. Well, that's true as well. Bill from Frio says anyone that would get up to watch the majority of soccer matches would watch the opening of all for no envelope. Oh, that's harsh, Bill. That's harsh. Yes, well, that's true. It's interesting in Australia is different from elsewhere. I agree with that. Annette from Perth has got the right answer. Harry in the Bay's got the right answer. Come on, lines are free. Someone help me. The First Men in the Moon is a 1901 science fiction novel from which English... author, 1-300-800-222 is the number. 1-300-800-222. Does anyone know? The First Men in the Moon is a 1901 science fiction novel from which English author you will get straight through if you want to call me. 1-300-800-222. Tony from Melville. That's correct. The England v France game, which was a 10-goal thriller, should have been the final, says my texter. Yes, all right. Does anyone know the answer to this? Maybe no one knows. The First Men in the Moon is a 1901 science fiction novel from which English author? Dave in Perth will know the answer. Hello, Dave.
Well, I just rang up now.
Yeah, I know. No one seems to want to know the answer to this. What do you reckon?
What was the question?
The First Men in the Moon is a 1901 science fiction novel from which English author?
I've got no idea. Did someone say Dickens or?
Yeah, Dickens is gone. 1901.
Hemingway? I'm just stabbing him.
That's all right. That's all right. No, it's not Hemingway. Thanks, Dave. See ya. Bye-bye. No, it's not. Tess from South Australia's got it. If you know it on the text line, give me a call. Mike from St Kilda. G'day, Mike.
Hi, Phil. How are we doing tonight?
Pretty good. Well, we're struggling a bit. The First Men in the Moon is a 1901 science fiction novel from?
I'm not 100% certain, but I think it might be H.G. Wells.
Correct. It is. Yes, it is. It's H.G. Wells. Nice work. All righty. We're in International Moon Day, but you can move. That was the World Cup.
I'd like to go with chess, please.
International Chess Day. Question number six. You a keen player, Mike?
I used to be, yes.
Oh, okay, good. Question number six, International Chess Day. In chess notation, which punctuation mark is used to indicate a good move?
Oh.
You know, when you see columns and...
I know what you're referring to. Been a long time since I've kind of looked at columns and things. I'm going to have a guess at an exclamation mark.
Correct. Very good. Yes.
Wow.
I suppose the others wouldn't really work, would they? A question mark wouldn't work, no. Question number seven, International Chess Day.
Yes, sticking with that, please.
How many potential moves can the white player make at the start of a game of chess?
Ah, okay, yes.
How many potential moves can the white player make at the start of a game of chess?
Okay, so it's 8 + 8 + 2 + 2, which makes 20.
Correct. Very good. Yes, because the pawn can move one square or two squares. There are 8 pawns. That's 8 and 8, 16. Correct. And then also
the knights. Yeah,
knights,
the knights can move to two different
spots by hopping over. What would they hop over? The bishop.
No, hop over the pawns.
Hop over the pawns. Yeah. Question number 8. International chess.
Yes, staying with that.
Which piece starts the game on square D8?
Okay. When I played chess, we weren't using that notation. We were using the descriptive, you know, pawn, king, four, and all of that. So now I have to really think about D8. ABCD is the queen. I think that's the black queen.
Correct.
Phew.
Very good. Gee whiz, Mike. I unfortunately and very unkindly set you up a bit here by saying, are you a regular chess player? Sometimes that doesn't work out so well.
I mean, I played chess at school, but when I was playing chess, we used the descriptive notation, you know, pawn, king, four, and the A, B, C, D and so forth didn't come in until really well after I'd stopped playing. I mean, I can understand the logic of it because it makes it much easier for a computer to work with it, for instance.
I only play chess these days, Mike, against little kids.
and they beat you, don't they?
No, they don't, because I don't let them. my 6-year-old nephew, I play because he's keen. He's not too bad, because I'm terrible, obviously. But he said one recently after I won, he said, "You're good at this, aren't you?" I thought to myself, "No." Anybody who feels a certain satisfaction in beating a 6-year-old, Mike, needs to see a psychiatrist.
Yes.
Question.
Just wait until he's 10. And
I know.
Beating the
pants. I know. By then I won't be playing with him. I'll say, no, not interested in chess. That's right. Question number 9, International Chess Day.
Yes, please.
Meaning in passing in French, what name is given to a move that allows a pawn to capture an opponent's pawn that has advanced 2 squares as if it had only moved 1 square forward?
This is kind of a hangover from when they changed the rules many hundreds of years ago. In French, it would be called en passant.
Correct. En passant, which I think I did to the 6-year-old. He said, "You can't do that. They can only move forward." I said, "Oh, didn't I tell you that rule?"
Yes.
There's lots of ways to get him.
It's a hangover from when they introduced the double move as the first move for any given pawn. But they wanted to retain the fact that if it had only moved one square, then an opposing pawn could still take it.
Mm.
So, I mean, they introduced the double move to try and speed up the game.
Yeah. All right. Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Make it faster. We've got one left in International Chess Day, and then you would have cleaned up all chess questions, Mike.
I'm hoping that might be the case. Let's go for it.
Held by Bobby Fischer, Garry Kasparov, and Magnus Carlsen, what is the highest title awarded by the International Chess Federation?
Only the 3 of them. I mean, I know they're grandmasters, but I that's...
What's your answer, Mike?
The only thing that I can think of would be grandmaster.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, yes. Wow. Where did that come from?
Well, that question may have been slightly misleading. Well, not really, but yes, I mean...
It implied there was only the 3 of them.
It implied that there were. It sort of implied there were only ever 3 grandmasters, which is not right, is it? No. No, but that's true. But it was also held by Bobby Fischer, Garry Kasparov and Magnus Carlsen.
Oh, well, yes, of course. I mean, they were, each of them were world champions.
But not plenty of others, but others also have the title Grandmaster, don't they?
Oh, yes. Hmm. But that's what confused me at first. So.
Yeah, sorry. That's why I wasn't helping you. I never do that, Mike, but...
No, I know that. I've listened to you for a long time.
Ray in the Bay says, back in 2020, a 10-year-old Russian boy, Nikolai Chinovsky, played chess games against 8 grandmasters simultaneously. He lost every one of them. <That's>
Unfortunately, chess is actually really more of a calculation than a game as such. And that's why computers will become very good at it.
Well, they are very good at it now. I do wonder about that. Actually, I wonder about the beauty of those games, and particularly chess, which is such a glorious game. Lest anyone think I'm a shocking torturer of young kids. I do teach him to play as well, which is my joy. There's not much you can learn from me, but I do worry about it because. You know, with AI, they AI can beat anyone, or will be able to.
Well, it's not so much AI. I mean, they had computers playing chess before, well before
AI.
Because it's essentially a calculation. I mean, a very, very complex calculation, which is why computers are good at them.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, AI will help a little bit, but computers can do the calculations, and that's what makes them better in that sense.
Yeah. All righty, where are we? We've got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We've answered 10 questions. We're up to question 11. No more chess questions for you, Mike.
Would like to revert to the moon, please.
Back to International Moon Day. In July 1969... the Eagle Lunar Module landed on which sea of the moon?
Wow, that's stretching the memory banks. I think it was the Sea of Tranquility.
Correct. Yes, it was. The Sea of Tranquility.
13 forward. 11 forward, coming down nicely, 200 feet. 4.5 down. 5.5 down. 60 seconds. Lights on, down 2.5. Forward. 40 feet, down 2.5. Picking up some dust. 4 forward. 4 forward, drifting to the right a little. Contact light. Okay, engine stop.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Tranquility base here. The Eagle has landed.
Yes. Those fated words, eh? Tranquility base here. The Eagle has landed.
Mm. Yeah. I always find those things interesting because, I mean, there is about a second and a bit delay between, someone on the moon saying something and the signal being received on Earth. And then there's another second delay to get, the reply back to the men on the moon. And they obviously edit the audio to sound like it was a conversation, but it wasn't. There were pauses because of that delay.
It was, of course, on this day, Mike, back in 1969.
Oh, of course, yes. I lost track of the day.
It was back on this day. Mm. And it seems incredible to me that it happened. But don't worry, I'm not a person who thinks it was faked, but it does seem incredible that it happened.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I mean, they used to say that they did it with the computing power that is was in mobile phones, but mobile phones are so powerful these days with their computing.
Oh, they've got much more powerful computers. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the computers they were able to use in those days were just so... Mm. Basic and so really quite incredible.
Thank you. Someone's texted in saying there are lots of grandmasters. There's about 1,900 currently recognised by the International Chess Federation. Well, I'm sure that's right, but given how many people play chess, that's probably not a lot. Now you've just answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row, Mike.
Oh,
Well, that's my highest score so far with you. I don't ring all that often. I mean, I listen almost every night, but I don't call it all that often. But tonight you had some subjects that interested me.
All right. Do you want another one on the International Moon Day?
I think I would. Yes, please.
This will be the end of International Moon Day. The principal lunar semi-diurnal. The principal lunar semi-diurnal is the main factor determining the depth and timing of which events?
Could you just repeat that name again, please?
The principal lunar semi-diurnal is the main factor determining the depth and timing of which events?
I would imagine that's the ocean tides.
Correct. Yeah. Very good. Hmm.
Semi-diurnal means twice a day, or half a day.
Paul from Planland says, he makes a nice point. He says, we put a man on the moon before we put wheels on travel luggage. Yeah, that is true. That is absolutely true. Question number 13. That's 8 in a row. Wow.
Yes.
Mike, what's happening here?
You've just picked a couple of subjects that I just happen to have some good knowledge on. So,
moon and chess have gone. So we have that was the World Cup that was. Middle names on population.
Okay, I'll have a go at population.
Robin says, "Phil, read the landing. I was 9 and walked outside, looked at the moon, and said to myself, 'No way.'" But yes, they did. Yeah, that's right. I know, it seems extraordinary when you look up at the moon now and you think, dear me. Okay, question 13. We're in population.
Yep.
This will be for 9 in a row, right? In which decade did the population of the world reach an estimated 3 billion people? In which decade?
Decade. You only want the decade.
Mm.
All right. I am pretty certain. Hang on, you said 3 billion.
3 billion people.
With a B, yes. I'm pretty certain that was around 1960, so I'll say the 60s.
Correct. Very good. It was.
Yeah. It was one of those things that I used to be able to quote that at the beginning of the 20th century, the population of the world was 1.5 billion. And it took 60 years to double to 6 billion.
Hey, steady, Mike. You'll be answering all the rest of my questions.
Oh, all right. Well, perhaps I'll finish the second part of that quote after you've asked the next question.
You can finish the rest of that quote when you're making your acceptance speech for the Black Magnet, which you will get if you answer the next question.
I know.
10 in a row.
I never thought I'd be in this position. Wow.
10 in a row. Mike from St Kilda. Sorry, there are no more tickets available. Stop ringing. Mike, for 10 in a row, the Black Magnet, which I haven't awarded for months. Question 14, population. With 80% of people living in its capital city, which Australian state has the most urbanised population?
With 80% living in its capital city.
With 80% of people living in its capital city, which Australian state has the most urbanised population?
Population, okay. All right. Gee, that's a darn good question. Okay. Educated guess. I'm going to have a guess at South Australia.
Oh, no, Mike.
Ah.
It's not correct. Mike, that's a pity. You've got odds on this question, haven't you? That's a pity, Mike, but sorry, but that is a magnificent effort. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I enjoyed that. and I'll be interested to hear what the answer is.
Congratulations, Mike. Well done. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Right.
Oh, that's a pity, isn't it? Because I thought Mike was going to get there. 1-300-800-222. Didn't you give a black magnet to Joanna from Newcastle at the beginning of July? No, we gave her the magnet, not the black one, though. She won the magnet. Keith from Sippy Downs. Hello, Keith.
Well, good evening, Phil.
Hi. Question 14, population. With 80% of people living in its capital city, which Australian state has the most urbanised population? Well, it has got a bit easier because South Australia's off the list.
Yes, okay. Well, I'll take a shoot for Queensland.
No, it's not Queensland. Sorry, Keith. Bye-bye. Loyal to your home state, but no, that is not correct. Deacon from Mount Lawley in Perth. G'day, Deacon.
Phil, how you going? That's a tough act to follow. How's Mike?
Not bad, isn't it? Tell me, with 80% of people living in its capital city, which Australian state has the most urbanised population?
Well, if it's not a territory, before I get it wrong, thanks a lot, and probably can't help you, but I'm going to go Tasmania.
No, it's not Tassie. Yeah. Sorry, Deacon, no, it's not Tassie. Ian from Dover. Hello, Ian.
Good morning, sir. That was good listening to Mike.
He was good, wasn't he? He was great.
Lovely run.
Yeah, very good run. Well, you should be able to get this from here, because with 80% of people living in its capital city, which Australian state has the most urbanised population?
There's still a few left.
yes.
There's enough to get one wrong.
80% of people live in its capital city. Which Australian state has the most urbanised population?
New South Wales. Oh, no. Knew I could get it wrong.
Thank you, Ian.
Bye.
Bye. No, it's not correct. Oh, dear. Bill from Whalen. G'day, Bill.
G'day, mate. The answer seems to see the size of Western Australia.
What's your answer?
Western Australia.
Correct. Yes, it is. It's WA. 80% of WA's population live in Perth. So... that's right. Yes, it is Australia's most urbanised population, Australian state's most urbanised population. Question 15, we're in population. You can stay there, or otherwise you could move to middle names, or that was the World Cup that was.
I think I got middle names.
Middle names. What's Anthony Albanese's middle name?
God, I'd have to get in, didn't I? Half the time you forget his first name. I don't know. I'll just go where everyone else thinks. Dick or Richard.
Thank you, Bill. No, not correct. Glenn from Moonda. G'day, Glenn.
Hello.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi.
We're in middle names. What's Anthony Albanese's middle name?
I've got a lot of time for Albo, but do I know his middle name? I really have no idea. So I'm just going to have a stab and say Rodney.
No, it's not Rodney. Thanks, Glenn. See ya. Bye-bye. This does require a bit of specialist knowledge, doesn't it? Loz from Lynham. Hi, Loz.
Hello there.
Yeah, you're in the national capital. You're supposed to know these things.
Yeah, look, you would have thought it'd be something more Italian sounding, but I think I've read it's Norman.
Correct. Yes, it is. Anthony Norman Albanese. Yes, well, that's true. Well, there are the Italian connections there, but... Question 16. Middle names. Otherwise, you can move to population, or that was the World Cup there was.
Middle names, please.
Middle names. Hilda was the middle name of which British Prime Minister?
Hilda?
Hilda.
That sounds female, so I'll have to go... Thatcher.
Correct.
Yes. Oh, there you go.
Margaret Hilda Thatcher. Very good. 10 left.
Stay here. That's all right.
Staying with middle names. What was Princess Diana's middle name?
Lady Diane something Spencer. Oh, I've got no idea. It's Diane Charlotte Spencer.
Not Charlotte. Sorry, Loza. Not Charlotte. No. Plenty of people had Mrs. Thatcher, Hilda Thatcher. Yes. Kane says, that's insane about WA. It's so big. 80% of people living in one town. Yes, no, 80% of the population, even though WA is so huge, live in Perth. Bob from Greenacre. G'day, Bob.
Oh, gee, I've been going no good. I don't think I've got one right.
What was Princess Diana's middle name?
Oh, look.
Bob.
I'll call her Judy.
No, it's not Judy. Cheers, mate. She wasn't a Judy, was she? Thank you. No, she wasn't a Judy. Sophie will know. Sophie's a devoted royalist. With a massive back collection of women's weeklies and so on. Sophie, question 17. What was Princess Diana's middle name?
Look, it's a complete guess, but I'm going to go with Elizabeth.
Aha, but not correct.
Thanks, Phil.
See ya. Bye. No, it's not Elizabeth. Joy from Logan. Hello, Joy.
G'day. How are you?
Pretty good. We're up to question 17.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just going to say I'm amazed nobody got WA straight off. I mean, let's face it, half of it. Well, anyway.
Anyway. What was Princess Diana's middle name?
I don't know, but it should be Grace.
That's nice, actually, but it's not Grace, no. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, come on the phone line, I have no answers. 1-300-800-222. Someone help me out. What was Princess Diana's middle name? We're up to question 17. Harry in the Bay's got the right answer. Monica, that's correct. Priscilla from Mandurah, that's correct. Pat from The Point. No, that's not correct. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Question 17, middle names. What was Princess Diana's middle name? Graham from Perth. G'day, Graham.
G'day, Phil. I reckon it's Margaret.
No, it's not Margaret. No.
Good night.
Good night. See you later. Are there no fans of Princess Di who remember what her middle name was? Diana something Spencer? No. Sandra from Perth. No, that's not correct. It's not Fiona. No. 1-300-800-222. No, seriously, no one knows. Oh, plenty of people on the text line. Well, if you know on the text line, give me a call. 1-300-800-222 is my number. What was Princess Diana's middle name? Someone has to know. We're up to question 17. Pearl from Darwin will know. Hi, Pearl.
I do know.
What was Princess Diana's middle name?
She was named after her mother, I think, Frances.
Correct.
Shand Kidd.
That's right. She was named after Frances Shand Kidd. Her middle name was Frances. Very good. All right, question 18. We're in middle names. You could go population or that was the World Cup that was.
I don't like any of them so much. We'll stay where we are, Phil.
Middle names. What was the middle name of the romantic poet Percy Shelley?
Oh, goodness. Percy Shelley. David.
No, not David.
Okay.
Sorry,
thanks,
Phil. Thank you. 1-300-800-222. Lines are free. Grab one. Glenn from Maryborough. Hi, Glenn.
How you going?
Not bad. What was the middle name of romantic poet Percy Shelley?
I have no idea. I'll just say William.
No, not William.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye. No, it's not William. Who knows? Does anyone know on the text line? Lines are free, 1-300-800-222. Joyce in Perth knows the right answer on the text line. Yes. What about Diane in South Australia? Hello, Diane.
Hello, I hope it's Frances.
Oh, yeah, it was Princess Diana's middle name. That's correct. Yes, it is Frances. But we've moved on. We've had a correct answer there, so we're up to...
Sorry, haven't caught up with the radio.
No, that's all right. Well, the next one is, what's the middle name of romantic poet Percy Shelley?
Oh, my goodness. Bysshe.
Yes, correct. Very good. Percy Bysshe Shelley. Very good. Question 19... there's one left in middle names, otherwise you could go population or that was the World Cup that was.
Now stay where we are.
Okay. Last one in middle names. Captain Kirk shares his middle name with which Roman emperor?
Tiberius.
Very good. Yes, it was.
Star Trek fan.
Oh, yes.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Oh, yes, to boldly go. Although, if I see I'm a critic of Split Infinity of Diane, I would have said to go boldly.
Well, you know, they have to be different.
I'm a pernickety kind of soul, though. That's the thing. Hey, question number 20. We've got one. We've got population, or that was the World Cup that was.
Oh, look, I don't know anything about either, so I don't know. Population.
In which decade did the population of the world reach an estimated 5 billion people?
5 billion.
Yeah.
People.
Now, we know already that the population of the world reached an estimated 3 billion people in the 1960s.
Mm.
So in which decade did the population of the world reach an estimated 5 billion people?
So, I'm going to say the 90s.
Not the 1990s.
Okay.
Sorry,
well,
Diane.
That's not bad.
Okay, not bad.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye. It's going to help somebody else, I would have thought. All right, look, we're up to question number 20. So we've got 6 questions left.
The Mighty Challenge.
Where we were up to question number 20. Alex from Coogee. Hello, Alex.
Oh, hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. We're up to question 20. So I've only got 6 left. Okay, we're in population. The population of the world reached an estimated 3 billion people in the 1960s, in 1960, approximately 1960. The question is, in which decade did the population of the world reach an estimated 5 billion people?
Okay, and the lady before said the 80s, right?
No, said the 90s.
Oh, she said the 90s. Okay, let's... 3 in the 60s, so it goes 70s or 80s. Oh, let's go 70s.
Not correct. Sorry, Alex, bye-bye. No, not correct. Nev's in Saudi Arabia. You actually in Saudi Arabia, Nev?
I am, Phil. Yes, I am.
Hey, whereabouts?
I'm in Riyadh.
Oh, okay.
I'm just driving home from work.
Oh, very good. Well, you're a bit out of the missile zone there, aren't you, or not?
I can't talk about that.
Okay. Nev, tell me about this. In which decade did the population of the world reach an estimated 5 billion people?
Good question. I'm saying 1980s.
Correct. Yeah, the 1980s. Yeah, about 1987, exactly, about 1987. It reached 3 billion people in the 1960s, about 1960. By 1987, it had reached 5 billion people. All right, question number 21, population we're in, but you can move to that was the World Cup that was.
I was saying the population.
All right. In which decade did the population of the world reach an estimated 7 billion people?
The 2010s.
Correct. Very good. Yes, in 2011. Very good, Nev. Nice work. Question number 22. We're in population. Last one in population. Which Chinese city has approximately the same population as Australia?
My guess is Shanghai.
Correct. Very good. Hey, nice work.
Because I lived there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I lived there for 3 years.
Yeah, that was one of the facts I learned, fortunately.
Yeah, that's right. That Shanghai has a population which is approximately the same as the whole of Australia. In other words, 27 million people. I know.
Yeah,
it's,
and the area of Shanghai is the same as the area of Brisbane. So,
no, no.
10 times the density.
You think about all those people.
Amazing.
I know, it is amazing. It is amazing. All right, well, you've got three left. And they are all in. That was the World Cup that was. Question 23. Which Spanish player scored the winning goal against Argentina in the final?
No guess. I didn't watch it.
Oh, no. Sorry, Nev.
I'll have a go.
Yeah.
Lamar Jamea?
No. No. Have a good trip home, Nev.
All right, then.
See ya. Bye-bye. Well, I can understand why he's a bit nervous about that. I suppose you can't talk about it. Interesting, though, isn't it? Where are we? Speaking of nightlifers from around the world, Matthew's in the Napa Valley in Victoria, in California. Hi, Matthew.
Good afternoon. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, no, really well. Really well. Napa Valley of California, beautiful place, makes delicious wine.
Yeah, not as good as our mighty Barossa Valley, though.
Although I'm sure they would disagree with you about this. Hey, you don't have any of that smoke coming. Oh, no, California's too far south, isn't it? There's all those bushfires in Canada apparently put smoke over in the northern part of the US, but that's not good for winemakers. That's the only reason I'm mentioning all this, Matthew, but that would be far away for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's all on the East Coast. We're not seeing anything over here on the West Coast.
Yeah, no. All righty. Well, you're in the World Cup fever joint for sure, Matthew. Which Spanish player scored the winning goal against Argentina in the final?
That would be Torres.
Correct. Ferran Torres. And what a goal it was. It was a beauty. All right, we've got two left. We've got two left. That was the World Cup that was. In a country that no one really thought was that interested in soccer, but, you know, what, they certainly got interested. Question 24. Who won the golden boot for most goals scored at the 26th World Cup?
That would be Kylian Mbappe.
Kylian Mbappe, correct. Yes, the great French striker. All right, nice work. Matthew from the Napa Valley. Collaborating with Burna Boy, which singer performed her fourth official World Cup song at this year's tournament?
Oh, goodness me. Shakira?
Oh, nice work. Yes, very good. Very good. It was Shakira. I didn't see the halftime show, Matthew. Was there any good?
Look, I think it was interesting. It certainly got the world's attention, though.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's part of the whole point. Right. Very good, Matthew. That's excellent work. The magnet is yours, and we shall put it in a crate and send it to the Napa Valley. And some stage in the distant future, you may well receive it.
Ah. Fantastic. I look forward to that.
Good on you. Thanks, Matt. What are you working over there, Matthew? Holidaying? What are you doing?
Yes, I work in the Napa Valley. That's correct.
Oh, okay.
In the wine industry.
In the wine industry. Oh, terrific. Okay, yeah. What, as a maker, a grower, what are you doing, Matthew?
No, in sales and marketing, yep. But never too far away from the great Australian wines.
Oh, okay. Are you a South Australian by...
100%.
Yeah. Oh, great. Oh, that's fantastic. So getting some experience there, yeah. Oh, excellent work. Yeah. All right, Matthew, terrific. Hang on, don't hang up, and we'll get some details from you. Good on you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks, Matthew. Isn't that great? Matthew from California is the winner of the Mighty Challenge tonight. Nice work, everyone. Thank you for all the text answers as well, of which there were plenty. We ran dry a little bit in the middle there. Bob says they tried to make me go to Riyadh, but I said no, no, no. Boom, boom.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.